All right, as we know, the podcast will not record itself. I said you were going to get this one late. Boy, I was not lying. I was going to do a real podcast today. However, and everyone's going, ah, shit, it's going to be one of those. It is. It's going to be one of those. I was going to do a real podcast today. So things are going great. I didn't even have to finish the story because you know how this is going to end, because I started the story with things are going great. You remember the book that we talked about? Oh, I can't remember the name of it now, but it's written by the libtard who is the fifth grade school teacher, but he's talking about how to get things done. Matt something. Anyhow, he's got another book called Storytelling or something like that, where he talks about writing stories. And I said, well, you know, even though, yes, libtard, yeah, all those stuff, there was some interesting stuff in the book. So I wanted to have a look at his storytelling book. So I got that from the library. And I'm reading through it, and there's a lot of skimming because he tells a lot of stories. There's a lot of stuff you can skip, but I give the man credit. He understands the craft, because he talks about storytelling and he points out that if you're going to tell a story, and I know all of this from theater, and that's why I'm reading this. I'm okay. The guy gets it. He knows what he's talking about. The character, we all know this. Probably most of you know this. The character, because you also watch television and movies and they suck, and you know why they suck, or maybe you don't. The character has to go through the hero's journey. Right? Like Adam Piggott in Pushing Rubber Downhill, where he drove the motorcycle across Australia to chase this woman, right? That was the hero's journey. You have to go through, you have to change. You have to go through this process and you have to change. You have to be a different person at the end of the story than you were at the beginning of the story. Something has to change. And Matthew, I think that's his name, in this book, the storytelling book, Matthew Dix, is that his? I can't remember. The book's in the other room. I'm not going to go get it to look, but I'll just call him Matthew. Matthew makes the point that every story is really like this 5-second frame of time when things change for the main character. And I'm thinking about him, yeah, he's really right, because every any good story there is, like there's this brief moment where, you know, in one moment the character is this, and 5 seconds later the character is that, right? Like for Adam Piggott, Adam rode his motorcycle across Australia to be with this chick that, you know, he was dating before she left, blah, blah, blah. He goes over there, you know, and he arrives and she's there. He says, hey, I'm here. And she kind of looks at him and, you know, she dismisses him and turns away and walks off. And in that 5 seconds, that's when he went from, I'm riding my motorcycle across Australia to be with this woman because I love her and she loves me. And then he realizes she doesn't give a shit about me. And in that 5 seconds, that's the whole story. Everything before that and everything after that is just the padding. That 5 seconds was the story. And thus, as I say, the book is, it's got, like I said, this, I've read like 70 pages and I've scribbled about 7 notes. So like for every 10 pages, there's about one thing that's important, because there's a lot of fluff in the book. None of that has anything to do with today's podcast other than I'm going to tell you a story. Well, it's not that good of a story. I suppose there is a 5 seconds in there, but I'm not sure I'm a different person. I'm just an angrier person. So things were going great, which you already know the ending of the story, because the ending of the story, if the ending of the story and the beginning of the story are the same, it's not really a story, and it's certainly not a good story. So things are going great. I'm at work, we're getting shit done, getting things accomplished. Now, I mentioned before that our production office, our production warehouse, rather, is a disaster area, because all production warehouses are disaster areas, unless you get some people who come in and clean the shit out of it. Like back at Weyland-Yutani, Kane and I eventually got the production warehouse pretty much under control, cleaned shit up, organized it, swept the floors, you know, cleaned off the dust, yada, yada. So I come to this place here in Rapid City, and of course it's a fucking disaster. Not the worst disaster. Saw this place in Sioux Falls. We go in there, and this warehouse, I mean, there's this layer. And I mean layer. I mean layer. For our metric users, I'm talking, you know, 2 or 3 centimeters. Or is it millimeters? For American people, easily over an eighth of an inch. Okay? Layer of dust, spider webs, dead insects, bird feces, not exaggerating, layer of disgustingness on almost everything, except for the few things that get used on a regular basis. And then they just take it, this equipment, and they just throw it on a shelf right on top of this layer of bird shit. I'm just like, fuck, man. I can't wrap my brain around this. Like, you realize this shit cost money, right? This is hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment, and you're just throwing it into a layer of bird shit. So our shop here in Rapid City isn't quite that bad, but it's bad enough. So yesterday we're getting shit done, and we got this, and when you're doing a project like this, right, when I walk into this place has been used for like 10 years now, and there's 10 years of accumulated shit, right? You can't just walk in and clean all this in one day. You got to break it down into little sections and clean the little sections. So I'm in there, I'm looking, there's this one section, it's where the washer and the dryer and the cleaning supplies are at and everything, and I can't fucking find what I'm looking for. And there's like hats, and there's like this layer of dust. If I hit my fucking limit, I'm like, I'm cleaning this up today. Everyone get the hell out of my way. I'm doing this. Cleaned it all up, threw shit away, threw all this crap in a box and gave it to the owner. I said, here, this is mostly personal shit. A couple of things that might be input. Take this, get this away from me, sort it out. I never want to see this shit again. Right? Oh, it's beautiful. I'm happy. I got up that yesterday morning, had breakfast, had some sausage and black olives, not sausage in a casing, loose sausage, very good sausage, garlic sausage. Garlic sausage with black olives in it, just cooked that up, man, ate that, had a blueberry muffin and a chocolate chip cookie from Nell's Bakery here in town, which is pretty decent. I've only been there a couple of times. There's a really hot babe that works there also, may have to hit on her, and so you go to work, everything's going great. Ah, then I get off work, I come home, I play, what's today? Oh, so before this, so let's go back in time. Since I'm telling you the story of my life that you don't care about, let's go back in time. Let's do almost a podcast. Because this was on my agenda to talk about in a real podcast. So Tuesday is the day. So you guys may have known that, I may have mentioned this once or twice, I play this computer game called Star Wars The Old Republic. And the developers of Star Wars The Old Republic, as far as I can tell, are mostly fat and mostly libtard. And probably, you know, they have plenty of diversity hires, trannies and homos and Muslims and all that other shit. They don't have anybody who can program. We'll get to that in a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself. When you're telling a story, you never get ahead of yourself. Matthew also makes another very good point, which I'm not doing when I tell stories, right? But he says, start the story as close to the ending as possible. And he's dead right about that. Because again, it's the 5 seconds that is the story. All the shit before that, like one of the guys I work with, I've talked about this before. He can't stop talking. And when he tells a story, oh my God, it goes on and on and on. I'll give you an example. Great one. We don't need an example. Do you have a fucking point? No, I don't. That's the kind of podcast this is. This is a therapy podcast because I am pissed off. All right. We'll get to this in a minute. So anyway, Star Wars. Tuesday, they released the new update. It's so fucked up. They had to do an update to the update less than 24 hours later. So I'm sitting there and I'm playing my character, and suddenly my character vanishes from the screen. And there's just a lightsaber floating around in the air, hitting the enemies. And after a couple of seconds of that, the whole Star Wars game just poof vanishes. And I'm looking at my Windows desktop. The whole time I have played this game, it's at least 3 years. I'd have to look to be for sure. It might be 4 years now. It's at least 3 years, I'm pretty sure. I've never had it crash that hard. That just the game just goes away. Actually, I don't think I say it that hard. I don't know that I've ever had it crash. I mean, I've had those fuck-ups I told you about when I was trying to fix the resolution. But like once it's running, I don't think it's ever crashed before. And the point of this, because a lot of you are saying, why do I give a fuck? Here's the point. I've said this before, let me say it again. This company, Broadsword, who now owns Star Wars, they've got all these programmers programming this game. It's getting more and more fucked up. And they're hiring more and more diversity hires. Substitute for Star Wars, electric company. Substitute garbage disposal. Substitute sewage. Substitute healthcare. That's why I keep telling you, the electricity, maybe not in my lifetime, maybe not. But in the lifetime of some of you out there, like if you're under 30, I think it's pretty certain you're going to see the electricity go out because the diversity hires aren't going to know how to keep the electricity running. And it's doubly pathetic because they have a public test server where they put the updates before they let the updates go live. And people can go in and test it. And they put it on the public test server, and still nobody found the fucking problems until the thing went live, and then the shit's crashing. So here's the story. The story is, I was playing Star Wars, and my character vanished, and my lightsaber was just hanging in midair, waving around, killing people, and then suddenly the whole game crashed, and I was looking at my desktop. So that's how I tell the story, okay? The guy I work with, here's him telling the same story. The other day, I think it was Tuesday, or was it Wednesday? It might have been Wednesday. No, it was Tuesday. It was Tuesday, I know, because that's the day we went to the Chinese buffet for lunch, because we were going to go to Jambones, but they don't have the steak tip special on Tuesday. So we decided we just go to the Chinese because that way, you know, we could eat faster because it's a buffet and you don't have to wait. And so we went to the Chinese place and it was pretty good. So yeah, it was definitely on Tuesday. So Tuesday, I was playing Star Wars. I'm not sure which character I was playing. I think I might have been playing Pime because I usually play her on Tuesdays, but no, it may have been Faye that I was playing, because I don't think it was Stan Callie, because I haven't played Stan Callie in a while. And I know it wasn't Alexander, because I need to do another video for the YouTube with Alexander, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet, because what was swapping out the computers. You know, I swapped out my computers, right? My gaming computers, so I got the new one over there, and it's up and running. So I'm not sure. I think it was Faye that I was playing, but it might have been Pime. Anyhow, I was on the planet. What planet was I? Anyway, and so it's like that. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Like, no, I don't need all these details. I was playing the game. The character vanished. The game crashed. I was pissed off. There you go. We're finished. All right. So anyway, so that was Tuesday. Wednesday, got up, ate my muffin, ate my cookie, ate my sausage. That sounded gay. Ate some sausage. Went to work, cleaned shit up, made progress, had a great day. Weather was beautiful. Weather was great. Come home. Weather was still great. Did my shit. Okay, cleaned up some more stuff. Got up this morning, cleaned the office some more. My God, I've got this desk over here. I can see the desk. I got all the shit off the fucking desk except for the shit that's supposed to be there, like the computer monitor and the keyboard. Got shit's cleaned up and put away. I got one desk left to go because I got all these little sticky notes all over because I have this bad habit. I have a lot of bad habits. I could tell you about them, but neither of us are going to live that long that I could tell you about all of my bad habits. I got this pile of sticky pads here, sticky notes rather. I got my sticky pad and I'll write, scribble shit on it. Then I pull it off and I slap it down and stick it on the desk. So I got this layer of sticky notes on my desk that I'm going through. I got a bunch of them done. There's still a few, but I'm almost done cleaning all the shit off this desk. I'm so fucking organized. I've vacuumed the carpet. I've thrown shit away. I told you the bookshelf is done. I've been cleaning my little patio outside. I've been cleaning shit off of that. I've been fucking tossing shit out. I bought, so for work, I got all this shit I got to take to work. That's my personal shit, right? I mean, I don't got to do anything, but I take, so I got like my computer because I need to do computer shit. And my computer is also my backup. The lighting system crashes, I can run lights off my computer if I have to. And then, you know, I got tools that are mine. I carry shit like extra underwear, spare socks. Some of you may be saying, what the fuck? That's those of you who don't actually work for a living, because those of you who do any kind of work that's physical and you sweat and stuff like that, you might get wet, muddy, whatever. You understand the importance of having clean socks, because clean socks can make your life so much happier. You get rained on, you're soaking wet, the rain goes away, the sun comes out, you're standing there, and your fucking socks are soaking wet. You take your shoes off, you put them in the sun, you put on some dry socks. It's better than sex. And considering the quality of white women from North America, at this point, almost anything is better than sex. So I got all this shit. I had my computer bag. Then I bought this little flat screen monitor that's the size of a laptop computer that you can like, we plug it into any computer, of course, but you carry it around with your laptop. Holy shit, it's really nice. It's so good, I bought another one. $75. Actually, $65 for the first one because they paid me $10 to do a fucking review on the Amazons. So I got my computer, I got the monitor, I got one backpack filled with shit that I need, quote unquote shit that I need. I got another backpack for when I do outdoor gigs that has like my raincoat and extra socks, you know, and I got safety glasses and all this shit. So I got two backpacks and a computer bag that I haul around all over the place, in addition to my tote bag that I throw last minute shit in. So everywhere I go on a gig, I'm hauling around all this fucking shit and it's a pain in the ass. So finally, I decided, because long story is going to be short. Watch how short this is going to be. My backpack, one of the straps broke. Yes, I got it fixed. I'm not retarded. It broke again because it's had a lot of weight in it. It's seen a lot of use. It's just on the edge of oblivion. It's time to let it go. So I'm like, okay, what am I going to replace it with? And then we are ordering Pelican cases from the manufacturer. Get a discount because we get discounts. I'm like, what if I just get a nice big Pelican case that all my shit fits into? So I order this Pelican case, $200. And that's not the markup. That's not the retail. $200 for a Pelican case. But it's going to be worth it. Oh, man, it's going to be worth it. It is literally the size of like a piece of luggage, not the carry-on luggage that fits under the seat or in the overhead compartment, like the bigger piece of luggage. It's pretty goddamn big. It's like 13 inches by 16 inches by 22 inches or something like that. I have to have the dimensions somewhere, but it's big. So it shows up. It showed up 2 days ago. Showed up on Wednesday. Yesterday. Today's Thursday. Showed up yesterday. And I'm like, oh, man, this is great. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh, man, this is huge. That's what she said when she saw me. I'm like, this is huge. This is way, man, fuck, this is going to be too big. This is going to be heavy as hell. And I'm like, all right, well, there's two problems in life. Not getting what you want and getting what you want. Well, I got what I wanted. That was what I wanted. I ordered it. I paid for it. It's mine. I've got it. So I bring it home and I'm looking at it and everything. I'm like, you know what? Actually, maybe it's not too big. So I take my backpacks and all. I dump everything out and I start going through it. I'm consolidating because I got two of this and three of that. And I'm getting shit out of there. I'm throwing shit away. I'm packing everything into the case. I'm coming up with a system. And oh man, I got it locked in. Everything. Computer, all my gear, my tools, everything is packed in the case. It's in a way. I'm a genius. I'm looking at how do I organize shit in here? Then it occurred to me, ammo cans. And I got some of my ammo cans and I put them, because I have ammunition. I don't have any guns because I lost all my guns in a boating accident, but I have all these cans of ammunition. Got ammo cans. How do these fit? They fit perfect. So I got ammo cans in there. I got my laptop computer in the case. I got the monitor. Everything I need to put in there fits in there, and I still got room left over to pack additional stuff for specific application. I'm like, ah, this is brilliant. I am a fucking genius. I am the master of the universe. I am so fucking happy. Yeah, I got the shop cleaned. I've been cleaning up my office. I've been throwing stuff in the garbage. I got my fucking work box organized and ready to go. Life is good. Life is fantastic. And the gods looked down upon the great one and said, that motherfucker is too happy. We need to fuck the shit out of him. So I'm at the store. Because I'm looking for some stuff for my Pelican case. I'm in the store. And they come on the overhead. And this woman says, if the owner of a color make model Subaru is in the store, please come to the customer service desk. I thought to myself, well, my Subaru is not the only Subaru on the planet that is that color and that make and that model. But that could be me. So I start walking towards the front of the door because first I'm just going to go outside and check on my car before I go to the service desk. Because I'm thinking there's one of two possibilities. Possibility number one, my car is on fire. You know, it leaked gasoline and blew up, or it somehow rolled into the drive, in whatever. It rolled out of the parking place. Something's wrong with my car. The other thing that goes through my mind is somebody hit my fucking car. Well, I walk out. And God damn it, there's the fucking front corner of my car fucking hanging down because someone fucking sideswiped it. Oh God. There's a lot of things that piss me off. Basically everything pisses me off, as you know. Somebody hit my fucking car. Holy shit. I turned around and I said, the motherfucker, the son of a bitch better be in that fucking store. Because, so of course it was a fucking boomer woman. Which if it wasn't a boomer woman, I would say, of course it was a zoomer boy. Whoever it was, I would be pissed off. But it was a fucking boomer woman. Women shouldn't be allowed to drive. And I get, well, I've never had an accident before. I don't give a shit. You hit my fucking car. I wasn't rude. I wasn't nice either. You had to wait for the cops to show up so I could file the police report. The whole time she's trying to make conversation, I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Like, oh my God. So I filed the insurance report. Insurance people called me. You know, it's like, yeah, I know. And she's like, well, we got to send someone to look at it to determine if it can be repaired. I'm like, yeah, I know. This is the part where you try to get out of paying for it to be repaired. I've said this before on the podcast. Let me say this again, because I've had all my life, I've never gotten money from auto insurance, right? I've told you guys these stories. The one time my car got hit while it was parked, the insurance company said, oh, well, your insurance expired on this one day and we didn't get your payment until the next day. And so when your car got hit, you actually didn't have any insurance. So I didn't get shit for that. Then there's the other time my car, not any of the cars I have now, my car got hit while it was parked. And I called the insurance guy, and the people who hit it had no insurance. So I called the insurance company. I said, well, I have uninsured motorists, so that pays for it, right? And they said, oh, no. I'm like, what do you mean, oh, no? They said, no, that's... I said, doesn't uninsured motorist insurance pay for damage to your car if you get hit by somebody who is uninsured? And they said, no, that's not what uninsured motorist insurance is. And I said, oh, well, what is it? And I never got an answer. I still to this day don't know what uninsured motorist insurance is. But if you think that uninsured motorist pays if your car gets hit by a motorist who's uninsured, no, apparently that's not what it is. Okay? And as I've said before on this podcast, insurance companies, people go, my health insurance doesn't cover this thing. Hey, moron. Insurance companies don't make money by paying for things. Insurance companies make money by charging people. Of course your insurance company didn't pay for that. If your insurance company paid for shit, how would they make money? Do you not fucking understand how this works? This is why when I hear people such as Stefan Molyneux talking about how, well, you know, in libertarian paradise or in capitalist or whatever, insurance companies would be a thing. I'm not saying that's not necessarily true, okay? In libertarian paradise or in capitalist or whatever, insurance companies might exist and they'd be different. They'd certainly be different than they are now, but I'm not sure if they'd be better. They might be worse. Insurance companies don't make money by giving money to people. So I'm just waiting to see how they're gonna, what they're gonna come up with, why they're not gonna fucking pay to fix my fucking car. So I was so happy. Everything was great. And then this. And so that sucked up. Hey, give them credit. The cops showed up. I called the police. The police officer was there in like 15 minutes. Then it took him forever, though, to do the report because he's sitting in his car on the computer doing the thing. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, shit, one of us has a long criminal record if he's still in there looking at the computer. I didn't know for sure if it was me because maybe they caught up with me or if it was her. But anyway, it took longer for him to do the fucking report than it did for him to show up. Then I had to talk to the insurance bitch on the phone. You know, so I mean, this killed an hour and a half of my fucking day because I'm getting shit done today. Other than this, I was productive, did some shopping, ran some errands, built my Pelican, did some shit for work. So, hey, I'm going to do a podcast. It's going to be a real podcast. It's going to be good. It's going to be interesting. I'm going to talk about something like maybe this thing over here or maybe that thing over there. And no, we can't do that. Some fucking boomer whore has to run into my fucking car in the goddamn parking lot. Sideswipe it. Driving past it. Like, you're driving past a fucking car. Then, so I'm having a bad day. So I'm leaving the store. I'm going down the street, right, where it turns into a T where it goes to the main street. And traffic's a little bit backed up. Fortunately, I'm taking a right. Everybody else is apparently taking a left. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? So I get in the right-hand lane where there's no traffic because nobody else is going right. As I zip up there, and in the intersection on the main road, there's like this SUV-looking thing with one of those fake tires on it sitting right there in the middle of the road. And I'm like, oh, did he break down or some shit? And I make my right-hand turn. I look behind me, and on the other side of the SUV, there's a car. And I could now see that that car had T-boned the SUV, and the SUV was bent in, and the hood of that car was fucking crumpled. And I'm like, okay, I'm having a bad day, but they're having a worse day. At least my car is drivable. Didn't break the lights. Turn signal works. Fog lights work. Headlights work. All the damage appears to be purely cosmetic. And, you know, and then every motherfucker in the fucking parking lot, as we're standing there waiting for the cops, wants to walk by and offer some commentary. Well, you know, all my cars are held together by zip ties. I'm just thinking, motherfucker, because the cops are coming. I'm trying to maintain my fucking cool because there's a police officer coming and he has a gun and he can shoot me. It's like, you know, all my cars have zip ties holding them together. Like, dude, I will beat the fucking shit out of you. I don't give a fuck what your cars have. Get your fucking nigger loving ass away from me. Motherfucking piece of shit. Great one. How do you know he loves niggers? He's a white man. Statistically speaking, he loves niggers, okay? White men are fucking terrified of niggers. Terrified of women, you're terrified of Jews. That's why our fucking society is in a total goddamn decline. That's why the electricity is going to go out, because we're so obsessed with, oh, how can we hire some more transsexual one-legged niggers so that we can meet our affirmative action quota and put on our website how diverse we are. I'm a fucking foul ass mood. And then I wanted to play, since Star Wars fixed their fuck ups, I wanted to play some fucking computer games today. I probably still will. Just, you know, it's going to get to it later in the day than I would otherwise. Let me throw out one piece of real podcasting for you, because it's on my mind. And if you've suffered through this much, if you've suffered through my therapy up until this point, you deserve some kind of reward. So, hey, if you guys want to contribute money for me to get my Subaru fixed, you know where the fucking PayPal button is at, you fucking selfish cocksuckers. Now, if I was a fucking woman on here whining on fucking Patreon or some shit, you'd all give me money because I'd have titties. Anyway. How well do they vet that shit? Could I like just pretend I'm a, well, I could, I don't have to pretend I'm a chick. It's the gender fluid world. Could I claim I'm a woman and just make a Patreon and be like, give me money because my dog has cancer? I mean, how would they know that I have a dog? How would they know I don't identify as a woman? How would they know the dog doesn't have cancer? Like, how do they know these things? Has anyone ever set up one of these Patreon or GoFundMe or anything? Like, do they verify this anyhow? Holy shit, hold on. I wonder. I mean, the obvious way to make a fortune nowadays is just get the AI and do an AI cam girl. But I don't know enough about AI to do that. But how difficult is it to just set up a fake GoFundMe? Say you're like a black woman with three kids by four baby daddies, and one of your kids has cancer. There's no fucking way in hell I'm the first person who's thought of this. I'm going to have to do a little research on this. All right, here's your little bit of real podcasting. You may have heard there's a presidential election coming up, and apparently Donald Trump is running again. I haven't paid any attention, and what little bit I've seen of Donald Trump, he's just not as funny as he used to be. So let the great one tell you guys a story. We, the company I work for, we traveled out of state the great one himself, that's me, guys, me, I did lighting. Yes, yes, that is correct. I have done lighting. I shone lights on the Trump and Fuhrer himself. I shit you not. The Secret Service was a pain in the ass. I potentially could have gotten shot that day because I was trying to get inside the fucking building and this cop wouldn't let me pass. I'm like, look, motherfucker, I'm here. I didn't say motherfucker, but I was like, I'm here to work. I'm running the lights. I need to know, is this where I go in the building or not? Well, I don't, like, look, yes or no. Do I go in the building? Yes. And he's like fucking his hands like hovering near the pistol. I was just losing my fucking patience because my self-preservation kind of went out the window because I had to get in there to do my fucking job. And, you know, I've talked about this before with me. This is why, like, I don't go near a protest. Because if I go near a bunch of fucking niggers protesting about how their lives matter, I will get killed by the police because I will not be able to control myself. I can control myself when it comes to, you know, going 2 days without food. I can control myself as saying I'm not going to play computer games today, but I can't control myself as stupid people. So like today with this fucking woman hit my car, it took every bit of my self-control to not fucking kill her. Oh, God, did I have to fucking stifle. Oh, it's just like, breathe deep and count to 10 over and over and over. She's like, I've never had an accident before. I'm like, oh, fucking show give you a fucking accident when I fucking break your neck. I have no impulse control when it comes to killing stupid people. So I'm mouthing off to this cop, which was not a good idea on my part, but I did not have time for stupid. Anyhow, Trump and Fuhrer, it was fucking awesome. And I so badly wanted to talk to the Trump and Fuhrer. And he didn't show up until like right before he was going to give his speech. He gave his speech, he was gone. But seriously, this is what I was going to say to the Trump and Fuhrer if I got to talk to him. I was going to say, Mr. President, if you want to win this election, there's one thing you absolutely must do. Every time you give a speech, you need to remind the people that you personally saved the United States of America from a Hillary Clinton presidency. And there is no one else. There's no one else in that election who could have done what you did. Do not let people forget this. You need to say this every time you give a speech. Thank you for your time, Mr. President. Break a leg. That's exactly, more or less, I mean, I don't have that written down, but that's exactly what I wanted to tell him. Get your ass out there, remind people. If it wasn't for Trump, dude, we'd have had 8 years of Hillary Clinton. You think shit sucked? Can you imagine the Wuhan hoax when Hillary Clinton? Of course, if Hillary had been president, there wouldn't have been a Wuhan hoax because I've already been over this. The media exaggerated all of that to try to get at Donald Trump. So anyhow, Trump and Fuhrer, not as funny this year. There's a point to all of this. You're like, great one. You're making fun of other people who talk too much. It's a podcast. I got to talk. I got to say something. I'm also drinking a cup of coffee, even though it's almost 1800 hours, because I got too much shit to do still. I'm going to have to fucking stay awake and focused long enough to get the rest of my shit done so I can play computer games. Because I can't play games because I have impulse control. Can't play games until I get all the shit done on my list. And it's going to be a little fucking while yet. Because, I don't know, I spend an hour and a half of my day dealing with a fucking boomer woman who can't fucking drive. So anyhow, this has been a while. I saw somewhere Donald Trump said that if he's elected president, and we know this is a lie because no one ever keeps their promises. Campaign promises are just bullshit. But he said something to the effect of, if I get elected, I'm going to make a law or whatever, blah, 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 that people have to use the bathroom and play on the sports teams that align with their sex as assigned at birth. Now, first I read that and I said, okay, well, that's good. Then I realized why that's not good. Some of you already know. But this is your take. This is the intellectual point of today's podcast, because the rest of this has just been ranting. The first rule of philosophy, and say it with me, is define your terms. Okay, words have meaning. The words you use matter. Now, many people might hear that and they'd say, yeah, go Donald Trump. Here's the problem with Trump saying, and while I'm paraphrasing some of it, he specifically said, you know, they'll play on the team, use the bathroom that aligns with their sex as assigned at birth. Okay, by this point, all of you should know what's wrong with this. This is doing exactly what the libtards and the trannies want you to do. When you use a phrase like sex assigned at birth, you're accepting their worldview that sex, we don't use the word gender, okay? We don't use that word. If you use the word gender other than making fun of them, again, you're buying into their world. There's no such thing as gender. It's sex. Gender is a made-up word, just like minor attracted persons. This is made-up shit to justify mental illnesses. Now, you say, great one, what about gender benders? Don't you have gender benders in your industry? Yes, I have gender benders. I use them to change so I can take a 5-pin male and a 5-pin male and plug them into each other. I have a gender bender that goes between them that makes the two males connect to each other. It has nothing to do with human sex, okay? Gender as applies to human sexuality is some made-up shit. You're welcome. To say that you're going to make people use the bathroom according to the sex they were assigned at birth is to say that sex, whether you're a boy or a girl, is assigned at birth. So that when you're born, another human assigns the sex to you. That is not what happens. Let's say there's a disaster. Let's say the electricity goes out because everybody has hired affirmative action candidates. And nobody knows how. And then everyone dies on Earth, all the humans. And there's one woman left. And right before the 7 men that were left were over, they had a gangbang with her. And so she's pregnant. So she's got this kid with 7 baby daddies. She's the last human on the planet Earth. So 9 months, the kid swells, and she's laying there, and the water breaks. Oh, and the baby, as the baby is coming out, she bleeds to death and dies, and the baby squirts out and is laying there on the leaves, wriggling around, and she's dead. There's nobody there. No one is there to assign sex to that baby. That baby is still either a boy or a girl. Whether you're a boy or a girl has nothing to do with anything you've been assigned, and it's decided before you're born. It's genetic. It's in the DNA, XY chromosomes. So while it sounds great at first to Trump to say you're going to use the bathroom that's determined by the sex you were assigned at birth, you're still buying into the bullshit. We don't have a chance of stopping the decline. We can only document the decline. We can only laugh at the decline. We can only enjoy the decline. But we should also do everything we can do to not contribute to the decline whenever possible. And that includes you and I, people who are not stupid, should not use phrases like sex assigned at birth, because your sex is not assigned at birth.